The fifth and last book of the Pentateuch, the five books of the law or Torah, is called Deuteronomy. This word means repetition or copy of the law. Deuteronomy is in fact a shortened version of the Torah. It consists chiefly of three discourses pronounced by Moses in the last weeks of his life. Knowing that he was about to die, the great Israelite leader bade farewell to the nation. The people were about to enter the Promised Land. It was the first day of the 11th month of the 40th year after the Exodus. Moses knew that he must make the nation aware of the special privileges and obligations that were theirs as the covenant people. His first discourse was historical. Moses summed up the events that had occurred in the wilderness and the failure of the previous generation of Israelites, those who had come up out of Egypt. Their rebellious and disbelieving attitude had made them unfit to enter the land of Canaan and had condemned them to wander and die in the desert. Israel, however, had not been forsaken by God. The Lord had given them manna to eat, the miraculous food without which the people would not have survived. When the last of the fighting men had died, the Lord had given their sons two great victories over the powerful Amorite kings, Sihon and Og. Moses was well aware that the new generation of Israelites had not witnessed the great events that had occurred at the time of the Exodus, so they needed to be instructed in all the law of God and to be solemnly warned that the success or downfall of the nation depended on the people's obedience to the Lord's commands. Moses' second discourse was legal. He reviewed the laws and ordinances given by God, beginning with a repetition of the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments which formed the basis of God's covenant with Israel. Then raising his voice, he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. This commandment, along with another one like it, love your neighbor as yourself, is a summary of the whole of God's law and was quoted by Jesus. The Lord considered it to be the first and greatest commandment of the old and new alliances." Moses knew that three main dangers threatened the Israelites' love for their God: prosperity, idolatry, and lack of faith and obedience. The danger of forgetting the Lord in the pleasures of material well-being was all the greater as Israel was going to enter into possession of a land of abundance, a land flowing with milk and honey. When the people were blessed with all the good things of life, they were to remember that in the wilderness they had been destitute. Nevertheless, they had survived because of God's continued help and provision. During those 40 years, neither their clothes nor their sandals wore out. Even their feet did not swell, in spite of the long hours of walking in the hot, dry desert. Moses reminded them that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The second danger, that of falling into idolatry, would come from being contaminated by the surrounding pagan nations. For centuries, this danger would be a deadly snare for the people, as it had already been at Baal Peor. Israel, therefore, was not to intermarry with the heathen populations who were under God's judgment. They were to make no alliances with them, nor inquire into their occult practices, used by sorcerers, mediums, and false prophets to lead people astray. As for the third danger, that of lacking faith and submission towards God, the people were to recall the lessons of the past and all that their discontent and disobedience had brought upon them in the wilderness. To help them remember, Moses wrote a song of praise, celebrating the love and faithfulness of God towards the nation, in spite of the people's rebellious spirit. "He shielded Israel and cared for him," he said. "He guarded him as the apple of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, the Lord alone did lead him." Having reviewed the law of God with many added warnings and encouragements, Moses gave a third discourse, this time prophetic. He detailed the blessings promised by the Lord if the Israelites kept God's words, taking great care neither to add to them nor take away from them. "If you fully obey the Lord your God," he said, "all these blessings will come upon you. But if the Israelites were disobedient, curses and affliction would overtake the people, and they would be driven out of their country." Next episode, The Death of Moses.